everyone. You are listening to Astrology with Jessica. This podcast is intended to start the conversation about astrology and how it can enhance your life. Discover more about your destiny through understanding celestial signs and symbols. Welcome to your magical journey. This episode will discuss Sun in Libra, which is from approximately September 23rd to October 22nd each year. Libra is an air element, which is ruled by Venus, who has the area of love and beauty. In astrology, Venus is also ruling pleasure, social pursuits, art, and society. The sign for Libra is the scale, which represents perfect balance or equilibrium. This sign is almost ironic because Libra's goal throughout their life is to obtain balance, and this scale represents what they're trying to obtain. So just because you're a Libra doesn't mean you're in balance all the time. It means that a part of your life is the pursuit of balance, physically, emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually. Libras are very charming people who are also very good at debates or being mediators in types of situation. Anything that takes a person who can see both sides of a problem or both sides of a discussion, they're very good at keeping objective and seeing things from an objective perspective to be able to help move initiatives forward or to find some balance between different types of people involved. It's this type of mediation skills and ability to see multiple sides that often make Libras very good lawyers, or to have legal proceedings associated with the Libra energy. It also is very symbolic of the scales that they have, is related to the scales of justice, weighing one side against another. Libras are often very skilled with the written word and have a fine eye for detail of the written letter. So you may see them in areas, again, such as law or songwriting, anything that uses the verbal or written word to express themselves. Libra also has a society link. So you may see Libras who have an interest or a passion in things such as theater, arts, or different type of social ventures such as commerce or trade, or different types of even technological pursuits where you're using the air element of technology with a type of involvement or partnership with society. Libras can be very good partners, whether romantically or in different types of business ventures. They are the sign of the scales and don't have an animal associated with them, unlike any other zodiac. And they tend to kind of take a back seat or even be a little bit of a wallflower, particularly in the beginning of one's life. They may seem a little bit meek or not as exuberant as some of the other signs, depending on their types of placement, but they do have almost a sensuality or a charm that draws people in, as opposed to different types of signs that may, exude confidence as a way to be the center of attention. Libras are more subtle, and they attract people to them by their skill sets, by the grace or the interesting quality of their speech or written word. They definitely have more of a subtlety to them than you would see in other signs. Libras also can be quite indecisive due to their ability to look at both sides of a situation. And they often forget that they are also a participant. So Libras can do, much to include themselves and look into their heart and ask, like, what do I really want in this situation? You know, because even when you're a mediator, even when you're a third party who's helping move things forward, at the end of the day, you have your own internal ethics and knowing what is right and which way to go. So getting confidence in that, particularly in whatever professional field you have, is going to be very helpful for the Libra moving forward. The interesting thing about Libra is they have the ruling planet of Venus, but they also have an influence of Saturn. So it's interesting to look at the whole chart of a person. And if there's a strong Venus energy or more Venus energy is within someone's chart, that Libra person is going to be more prone to, have that Venus energy of self-love and beauty, maybe be really into fashion, maybe be really into arts or makeup, and have this social butterfly quality and have this charm and, almost even a sensuality to them. You're going to be able to see them because of their sense of style, their love of expensive items and different types of luxury comforts. All of that Venus energy is going to be portrayed through that Libra energy for them. Now, if a Libra has more of a Saturn energy, perhaps there's a strong placement in Capricorn or Aquarius, or there's also a very strong Saturn placement in more of that than Venus, you're going to get a Libra who is more regal and rigid, someone who's more pragmatic, someone who might be even a bit more pessimistic, and they're going to seem a little bit more almost plain compared to those Venus Librans, but someone who is a bit more stoic in the way that they represent themselves. They're not necessarily going to be as extravagant. They are going to be more frugal and a bit more meticulous towards how to achieve their goals. They're still going to have the influence of Libra as far as the social aspect in society, but this is where you might see a lawyer who, is business only, or someone who's a business professional who takes their job very seriously and expects others to be very serious as well. So definitely taking a look to see, like, in the rest of your chart, what the Libra energy is balanced by. If you have a strong Saturn energy or a strong Venus influence, that's definitely going to showcase. If you have a bit of a split, you're going to have someone who also has a bit of the both qualities. You're going to have someone who's, maybe likes things fancy, but is also very serious. So that is definitely a piece of Libra that is going to be very helpful to understand. Libras have a tendency to remember all of the positive and negative things that have happened to them, almost kind of like an accounting of different types of peoples and situations. And this is almost a build off of the analysis, in the last sign of Virgo, to basically take some of all of the experiences that happened to you. But Libras really can't help but remember every positive and every negative thing that an interaction has brought to them, and to essentially, judge people from that moving forward. Libras do have a bit of a need for approval, but instead of looking outwards towards other people's perspectives for approval, working on their self-esteem and getting to know themselves is going to be very important. And that's tied back to that inner balance and knowing oneself. So activities and things such as meditation or other types of activities that bring you centeredness and balance is going to be very helpful moving forward. And to not get lost in the other types of opinions and actions of other people, particularly because Libras could be very good partners. They may just kind of go along with things, that are happening around them. But the more they know themselves and what feels good to them and what makes them fulfilled as a person, the better they're going to be to approach partnerships more wholly and invest all of themselves. Libras rule the lower back and kidneys and may suffer from lower back strain, and they are also subject to kidney infections. The magical gemstones for Sun in Libra are opal and rutilated quartz. Opal brings financial success, frees its wearer from jealousy and greed, and imparts clear insight. Rutilated quartz is an illuminator for the soul, promoting spiritual growth. It cleanses and energizes the aura, drawing off negativity and disease, as well as letting go of the past. Rutilated quartz relieves fears, phobias, and anxiety. Finding balance in one's life is going to be one of the most important gifts that Libra can impart onto others and to embody themselves. Thank you for listening to Astrology with Jessica. Please like this podcast and share it on social media. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Astrology with Jessica.